Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we lift you up tonight, God. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. 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 Oh, God, we exalt you on tonight, Father God. Lord God, as we come before you, oh, God, we want to give you our very best praise and worship, God. And we know, Lord God, in the midst of giving you our best praise and worship, God, we want to give you a sound that is pleasing to your ears, oh, God, as we open up our mouths and give you thanks, God, to open up our hearts, Lord God, and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. Lord God, because you deserve it and you are worthy of it all, Lord God. And you, Lord God, are the one who did it all for us, God, giving us your best. And we want to give you our best, God. So on tonight, Lord God, we give you our highest praise, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you our best praise on tonight, God. Not only because you are deserving, God. Not only because you're worthy, God. Also because we love you, Lord God. And we want to make sure that we let you know, Lord God, as we give you the highest praise on tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we know in the midst of our praise, God, that praise confuses the enemy, Lord God. So may our praises, Father God, shift some things and confuse the enemy on today, Father God. When he comes to bring chaos tonight, Lord God, we will lift you up and exalt you, God. Because we know, God, there is nobody greater than you, God. Nobody bigger than you, Father God. And nobody can stand before you, God. Oh, God, the trees will bow down to you, God. And as we come before you, we bow down and worship you, God. Because we choose to bow down only unto you, God. We will not bow down to anything or anybody else, God. And forgive us if we have, Lord God. Today, Lord God, we choose only to bow down and worship you, God. Oh, God, you are glorious, you're awesome, you're amazing in all of your ways. And today we want you to know, Lord God, that we appreciate you so much. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for being everything that we need, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for being our peace and our comfort. Thank you on tonight, God, for being our way maker, God. Thank you on tonight, God, even in the midst of the storm, you keep us in perfect peace, God, and keep our minds in a place of stabilization, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, no matter what comes our way, God, our life is in your hands, God. That we are safe and secure in you, God. And neither do we have to worry. And neither do we have to fear, Lord God. So on tonight, guys, we lift you up and praise you, Lord God. We want to surrender all unto you, Father God. Because you said we can cast our cares upon you. Because you care for God. We give you every heavy weight, every heavy burden, Lord God. Every concern, Lord God. So, Lord God, we release these things to you and lay them at your feet that we may continue to praise and worship you in spirit and true, God. Oh, God, we dare not allow anything, God, to mute our praise. We dare not allow anything to put us in a place, Father God, of being silenced, God. God, we are going to worship you, and we're going to praise you. And we're going to continue to glorify and honor you, Lord God, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're working and moving in our lives, Lord God. So right now, Lord, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And as we bless you, God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to bless our situations, God, giving us grace and mercy, peace, Father God, and love within our hearts, God, and joy that's everlasting, Lord God. Lord God, we're not coming to you looking for no stuff, God. We're coming to you, God, looking for those spiritual things, God. You said to seek ye first, Lord God, the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness, Lord God, and all else will be added, Lord God. So tonight, God, we are seeking you, God, and those things, Lord God, that you know that we need, Father God, that we may be able, Lord God, to be sustained, God, and be in peace, God, and be in alignment with your will, Lord God. This is your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. And forgive us, God, if we were trying to push our plan to override yours, God, because yours is much bigger. Yours is much better, Father God. So on tonight, Father God, we not only, Lord God, surrender all our stuff to you, God, but we surrender to you, Father God. We surrender our will, our way, our plan, Lord God, unto you, God. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to help us to align with yours, God. Come into agreement with, Lord God. And if there's anything that's out of place, that's not in alignment with your will, we're asking, God, you will put it in its proper place and position, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you on tonight, God, for helping us to have the right perspective. We thank you on tonight, God, for getting rid of all the clutter, Lord God, for removing all the fog and the smoke, Father God, the screens of illusions and delusions that was trying to, Father God, make themselves convince us, Lord God, and it really what it was when it really what it was, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, because you always remind us, God, what we see and what we hear is not really what it pertains to be. We thank you for helping us to put on our spiritual lens, Lord God, and use the discernment that you give us, Father God, to be able to see some things, God, in the knowing, Lord God, so that we will not be so easily moved, Father God. God, thank you, Father God, for allowing our peace to return to us, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us in perfect peace, Lord God. Lord God, you know exactly what we need, when we need, God. We thank you, Father God, for even the things you allow us to go through and experience, God, to teach us how to be in peace, even in the midst of the chaos, Lord God. Lord, you are so amazing. You are so awesome to us, Lord God, and we appreciate you so much, God. Oh, God, we don't know what we'll be, Lord God, or what we'll do without you, Lord God, but we thank you that we have you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, you have such love for us, Lord God, that not only, Lord God, is such love that you have for us, God, you gave us the provision. You made the sacrifice and prayed the price for us, God, that we may be able to be free from all these things and be able to be in peace, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, because you had good thoughts toward us, Lord God, and you continue, Lord God, to think those good things for us each and every day, Lord God, because every day that we wake up, you put breath within our body. You were thinking of us, Lord God, to allow us to have the breath of life, and we thank you on tonight, God, for breathing life into us, God. When some things wanted to come and kill us and destroy us, God, and be in a place of death, spiritually as well as natural, God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing some things to come back to life, Lord God, for rejuvenating some things inside of us, Father God, even repositioning some things in us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we are grateful, 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 grateful unto you, Father God, because you know us. Lord God, you know us better than we know ourselves, God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God. Because as you know us better than we know ourselves, you see us at our best. And we thank you, Father God, for helping us, God, to get to that place of being the best that you want us to be, Father God. Because you're doing a great work on the inside of us, God. And we thank you for that great work that you have begun. And that great work that you continue to do in us, Lord God. That we, Father God, will be complete and entire and lacking nothing, God. We thank you, Father God, for perfecting some things on the side of us that concern us, God. And most of all, Father God, letting perfect love, Father God, have its way, Lord God, severing all fears on today. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on today, Father God. There is a great change, Lord God, that you have begun in us, and we are grateful for it on today, Father God, because more than anything else, Lord God, we want to be pleasing in your sight. We desire to make you smile, God. We want to walk in love, because your word tells, God, we don't have love, we have nothing, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, continue to help us to abide in you as we abide in the spirit of love, Father God, because you are love. Lord God, you continue, Lord God, to teach us how to love, Father God, even in the most challenging situations and the most difficult people, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to give us that peace within, and we'll have self-control, God, that we won't go to a place of anger and bitterness and resentment, Father God, that we won't hold a grudge, Father God, and we won't withhold love, God, because you didn't withhold your love from us. You gave us your son, and that was your love. You gave your only begotten son for us. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for the unconditional love that you have for us, that you teach us how to love unconditionally, Lord God. God, continue to help us to remove the titles and the conditions, Father God, and even the expectations, Father God. Because as you teach us, God, you may be using us as an example, Father God, to teach someone else, God. So, Lord God, continue to order our steps. Continue, Father God, to help us to walk in the right way, Lord God. And we open up our hearts to accept it on today, God, because you know what's best for us, God. You know what it takes, God, to get us to our next as we enter into our new one. We thank you for our new one tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us put off the old man, God, and put on the new man. As we enter into our new, we don't take nothing from our old with us, Lord God. God, continue to help us to shed that old skin and put on the new wine skin, God. Continue to help us, Lord God, even in our minds, continue, Father God, to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, God. We thank you that you transform and renew our minds daily by your word, God. As your word teaches us, God, and giving us that soundness in our mind, because you said we keep our heart and mind stayed on you. You keep us in perfect peace. And if we, Father God, are staying on your word, on our mind, God, that we'll be in that place of peace, because your word gives us that assurance and the confidence in knowing, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that you expect and require of us, God. And you said if we love you, we'll do these things, God. And Lord God, continue to help us to keep striving to do your word, God. Not in partiality, Father God, but in completeness, God. As you make us complete in you, Lord God. Lord God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us, God. The great change, God, that you have made, God. It is awesome to us, Father God, because we did not even know what you put on inside of us, God. We did not even believe or think we were able or capable, Father God. But your word tells us, God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So may we continue, Father God, to do these things with you and through you, God. That we may continue, Lord God, to accomplish what you put before us, God. That we may be able, God, to continue to stay on this path that you have set before us, God. As we enter into our next, to enter into our new, God, even face some new challenges, new situations, that we'll go, Father God, in a confidence and assurance in you, Father God, with no fear. Because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, God. So, Lord God, continue to prepare us and equip us for what's to come. as you teach us how to walk in love. We thank you, Father God, for the gift of love on tonight, God. That even, Lord God, in spite of others, Lord God, being evil and wicked, Lord God, you still put in our hearts, Lord God, to repay it with kindness. God, continue to help us to repay in kindness and love, Father God. And continue to help us to stay in that place of prayer, Father God, because we know that prayer works and prayer changes things. And that is our communication with you so that you can show us some things and reveal some things, God. So continue to keep our ears and eyes open, Lord God, and our hearts, Lord God. May we continue to have a heart of flesh, Lord God. As you speak to us, God, we'll hear your spirit. We'll feel that nudge, Lord God, and that we, Lord God, will move quickly, Lord God. We won't be resistant and we won't question, Lord God, just like Abraham did when you told him to go, God. He didn't ask why, he just went. And we know, Lord God, that you will lead us and guide us in the right direction, Father God, because you have our best interest in the teachers at hand, Lord God. You have good thoughts toward us, Lord God, so we know whatever it is you're unctioning us to do, Lord God, is for our good. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're working all things out and all things are working together for our good, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. God, you are kind to us, God, so kind. You are so precious to us, Lord God, and your forgiveness and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we surely don't know we'll be without that grace and that mercy and your forgiveness, Lord. So on tonight, Lord God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to help us to extend grace and mercy to those who are in our lives as you do to us, Father God, and even the heart of forgiveness and absolutions on today, Father God. We ask on tonight, Father God, you continue, Lord God, to forgive us for our trespasses and our iniquities, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to help us, Father God, to forgive those who trespass against us, Lord God. God, we ask on tonight that you continue, Lord God, to deliver us from evil, Lord God. And continue, Father God, to not allow evil and wicked thoughts to try to even plant a seed within our minds, so nothing will trickle down to our hearts, Lord God. Oh, Father God, lead us not into temptation, Lord God, but let's continue to resist temptation, Father God. Resist the devil that he may flee, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, he leaves for a time, but he comes back. So let's continue to stand fully armored on, God. Stay guarded, Lord God. Watch as well as pray, being sober and vigilant, Lord God, and allow you to continue to be the one who guards our hearts, Lord God, because you know our hearts better than we know it, God. So we want you to continue to protect it on tonight, Lord God. Continue to cover it, Lord God. Nurture it, Lord God, and only allow those things that are of you to be fruitful inside of our hearts, God, that we may continue to be good fruit bearers, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, let's continue, Father God, to walk and be by the Spirit on tonight, God. Continue to wrap your arms around us, Lord God, and touch us on tonight, God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to do what only you can do best, Father God. Being God and being God all by yourself, God. God, on tonight, I'm asking you to continue to touch this nation, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to be Jehovah Jireh for your people, God. Let them know that you're the one who makes the provision, Father God. No matter what it is they are in need of, God, you got it, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we look up unto you, Lord God, our source, our help. And we're asking on tonight, Father God, that you will move and see about your people, God, across this nation, Lord God, north, south, east, and west, Father God. Every man, every woman, every child, every boy, Father God. Every age group, Lord God, even every ethnicity, Father God. Continue to touch those who are struggling with the identity crisis, Father God. Continue to touch those, Lord God, who are stuck in their old identities, Father God. Help them to come out of the old and come into the new, Lord God. Leaving that old man, that old thing, that old stuff behind, God, and come and embrace their new, God. And if by chance, God, they not even aware that they are stuck in it, God. God, open up their eyes, their heart, that they will see it, God, so that they'll be able to receive what you have in front of them already, Lord God. That they may can work together, Father God, in the way that you have preordained and predestined on tonight, Lord God. God, I'm asking on tonight, Lord God, that you even touch those who come up against God. Touch our enemies on tonight, Father God, and bless them in a mighty way on tonight, God. Lord God, let love abide within their hearts, God. And as we continue, Lord God, to share love with them, God, may they accept it, God. They may be in a place of peace within their heart and their mind, God. Lord God, I'm asking on tonight, Father God, you sever any witchcraft and any stubbornness, any haughtiness and any pride on tonight, God. Any resistance, Lord God, to the love in your spirit. Oh, God, that you put in your hearts and your people on tonight, God. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, continue to touch our loved ones, God, who may be sick in their bodies, God, in the hospitals or even laying in the bed in their homes, God. Lord God, you said by Jesus Christ, we are already healed, God. So on tonight, let healing take place within their bodies, God. If by chance they're in a place of hopelessness and giving up, God, restore their hope, God. Give them a fight within, Lord God. They want to live and not die, spiritually or naturally, God. Oh, God, I'm asking on tonight that you would touch in a mighty way, God. And move it, only you can move, God, and do it. Only you can do, God, because only you, God, can touch their heart and heart. Only you, God, can regulate that mind, God. Only you can break down that wall and that barrier that your people are building up, thinking that they're keeping others out, Lord God, but they're keeping you out.
So tonight, God, continue to help us all of us, God, to tear down the walls, Lord God, so that you can continue to enter in, Lord. God, we welcome you in, Lord God. We welcome you in. I want to tear down the walls, God, but come behind you, Lord God, and enter into our situations and circumstance, God, because we know, Lord God, we don't got you. We got nothing. But we thank you, Lord God, that we got access to you, God. We thank you, God, that the veil was torn, God, that you can come in and we can enter in, Lord God. Oh, God, right now, enter in. We welcome you to our situation, circumstance, and we have all of the ladies things at your feet, God. And we welcome you, God, to do what you need to do, God. Lord God, we surrender it all. We step back, move to side, that you can get past, God, and have your way, God. Even in us, Lord God, and make a team, Lord God, to keep ourselves and have self-control, God. Even in the very thoughts within our mind, God. Lord God, continue to stabilize the minds of all your people on today, God. They will not have contemplating thoughts, God, conflicting or even competing or battling, Lord God, because your word says a double-minded man is unstable in all day ways, God. We want to be stable. So God, continue to touch us all today, Father God. Even our children, Lord God, stabilize their mindset, God. If there be anything, God, that may not have properly developed, Lord God, in them growing, Lord God, I'm asking on tonight, Lord God, that you are reconstructing, Father God, and that you can help it to mature and catch it up, Lord God, so that they may be able to be who you are calling for them to be on tonight, God. Oh, God, touch on tonight. Move, Lord God, only you can move, God, and throw your weight around, God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. We thank you in advance, Father God, for doing what you do, how you do it, when you do it, God. Because when we know when you move, God, you move big. Because you're a great big old God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you in advance, God. And we give you all the glory and praise, God. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus on tonight, Father God, that we may continue to be free and stay free, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. God, I ask on tonight, God, to continue to touch me, pray on the prayer wall, God. Every prayer on the altar, in the altar box, God, to consider an answer, Lord God. Lord God, every prayer, Lord God, is inside of our heart, God, we might not even have spoken about, God, but we thought it, Lord God, or we wrote it down. I'm asking that you consider the prayers, Lord God, and continue, Lord God, to give us a pure heart, God, that our prayers will be effective, Father God, and they will not go amiss, God. So, Lord God, continue to remove any motives, any agendas, any ill will, any ill intent, Lord God, that our prayers be able to go forth. And we thank you, God, for stretching your angels on our behalf. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for allowing the angels to go out and perform that thing, Lord God. We thank you for your word that you have already set forth, God, because you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper. We thank you for your word on tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. Continue, Father God, to let your word go forth on tonight as we go into Tuesday teaching, Father God. Lord God, continue to minister to us, speak to us, God, and give us what we need to nurture our spirit, man, Lord God, that we may continue to be sustained and have the strength that we need, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, because you are the word. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing that living word to live in us, become life within our life, that we may continue to live. Lord, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Father God, for being our all in all. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. God, continue to see about us on tonight. Meet us here in the sanctuary, God. We pray and ask these things, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Everyone, obviously.